Session number 12247, Mr. J. Weddle, Reel 2.
Mr. J. Weddle, Reel 2. Do you recall any of the punishments or the kind of punishments you would get for misdemeanors and mistakes and errors that you made whilst in drill?
Just being told off, as far as I was concerned. If you did anything wrong, he just told you off in a, sometimes in a rough manner, but otherwise you had to keep on doing it until you got it right. There was no really any bullying or anything like that. There's nothing but me, not anywhere.
There was no cruelty of any kind, any initiation?
No, why, no. That wasn't even heard of in me when I was there. Oh, not sure. I don't think the sort of the lads would have stood for it anyway. The men themselves wouldn't have stood for that. There would have been more face in the drill than what there would have been in the war, I think. At that particular time, I didn't believe in rituals like that in any case, so I think they're all, even at work, they wouldn't be tolerated, you know.
How did you take them to the overall discipline of territorial unit?
Well, I was used to discipline, so I joined the army voluntarily, so I took the punishment. Might like it, but just grumbled a bit. And that was it. It took, if you were. Well, I didn't really get punished, really, to tell you the truth. I just got made told off and not to do it again. Can't remember being put in a charge at any time. Threatened, but never did.
You said you were doing drills, uh-huh, and you'd fired a weapon course at Woodburn.
At Woodburn, yes.
Was that just with the 303?
303 and the Bren. And Bren gun. Everybody had to do the Bren gun. Did you get the feel of the Bren gun, you know.
Uh-huh. Did you do any gas precautions?
Yes, we got a good gas trainer, had a good gas instructor, one of the captains was there, instructor in the gas, and Big Harry Wilson, a sergeant in another platoon, helped them. They were the gas instructors.
What form did that take?
How to put the mask on properly, which I knew, because we were starting to make the face masks where I worked, of course, and when to take it off, when to put it on, how to test, and then we had to go through the chamber of the tear gas chamber. Of course, the captain at that particular time would put a sketch on with the sergeant and another corporal, and add a bit of comedy into the sketch, but it seemed the bit of the comedy part was more beneficial in the main thing. You know, you picked it up, you, and the reason why you put your mask on, you know. And so you didn't mind them lectures. But, and you did go in the chamber. That's how you opened the mask and took a whiff of the tear gas just to prove it was in. Smart your eyes, and then he came out. But that particular time, Sergeant Wilson was having bad eyes with going through the chamber that much with the lads. It was affecting his eyes at that particular time. But that was down later on when we got called up, that kind of thing, you know.
Was there a real fear at the time that the Germans, if the war was declared, that gas may have been used?
Oh, yes, I think so. Oh, definitely, because they all had gas masks, and my brothers and them, and in fact, the babies had them on the prams. In fact, my Uncle Jack, we had a lot of one right up to 2 years ago, from the baby ones, with put on the pram.
Did you have any leisure in the territorial unit before the war, when whilst you were still a territorial unit?
Well, I didn't have much leisure for the territorials because I was working total 10, doing me twice a week, doing the drills, and I just did me pleasure my own way at that time. I didn't have much pleasure working total 10. Finished work, time we got home, had to go to bed.
Were games organised between...
Oh, yes, there was games in the territorials, either to football and things like that. But I never actually played the football until I got called up. I didn't have much time or pleasure, and I just did my drills, and that was it, you know. Your work come first.
Who was your commanding officer?
The CEO was Lieutenant Colonel Simpson.
What was he like?
Good, as far as I was concerned. I knew him, because he was a friend of my... Well, I say I knew of him, you know, and a friend of my employer.
Did you know much about his background?
I think he was a county family in County Durham. Nearly all officers were county.
What age was he then, with war about to start?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. A bad guesser for ages, because I was only 18, you know, they were all old men to me. But I don't think he went to France with them the night. As far as I understand, I didn't go to France. He went somewhere else. But that would be a later stage, I think.
Who was your company commander?
Oh, well, you got me. Couldn't tell you. Can't remember.
Were there any other officers at that time before the war started? Do you recall?
Just Lieutenant Jackson. And I remember him because he taught me how to play rugby. But he left the 9th. I think he went into the 8th or the 6th, as far as I understand. I believe it was Lieutenant Jackson. I'm not a very good memory on names. After all, I didn't come into and tell much with them, you know.
What about NCOs? You've mentioned your
sergeant
major.
Oh, I was Big Harry Wilson. He was one of the platoon commanders, and he was a Wilson, Sergeant Wilson. I'm trying to think of his first name. I've never seen him since 1940, so Wally Wilson, Walter Wilson. We used to call him Wally Wilson, Sergeant Wally Wilson. He was a good sergeant.
Were these all ex...
They were territorials. No, territorials. Territorials. Harry Wilson was always in there. I used to see him when I was a child, going up to the drill hall in his uniform. I used to pass the where we used to stand in the corner. Harry Wilson.
Did you do any physical training in the drill hall?
Yes, you did physical training, yes. Aye. Normal physical training. Mm-hmm. Same as what we did at school, only a bit more emphasised. But that's the only kind of day. I didn't do any gymnastics, just physical training. That's all we did, and running. Can't you running?
Did you do any training on field tactics or...?
Not until I got called up. All I came after I was called up. All I did was the few arms drills and the Bren guns until I was called up. And the 2 hourly, unless I went there, we'd burn.
You hadn't been introduced to any other weapons like the Piat gun or any.
Didn't have them them days.
Anti tank weapon? Did you have any?
No, none them days. No, not that particular time. No, not that particular time. All I had was a rifle. Brain gun, and there was a Lewis gun I went to with Boone, and I had it for an anti-aircraft gun, and none of them knew how to fire it. Well, not my section, our section.
Did you have any experience with mortar fire? Mortar
not that particular time, no, because the mortar platoon was in Felling, C Company Felling at that particular time. You know, you had your different companies, different districts in County Durham, you know. Well, in the gated area, and that was in the Felling, at that particular time, the mortar platoon.
In your training, did you do any digging of trenches?
I didn't personally, not until we got called up.
Would you say that your training in the territorial unit was still based on First World War experience?
Basically, yes. Yes, born in the modern Bren Gun, of course. Of course, then we had old Vickers, you know, and, because the ones that instructed us were Vickers, machine gun men, you know. And, they preferred the Vickers to the Bren at a particular time, right? Naturally, they liked the old thing better than the new.
As war drew nearer, Mr. Weddle, what was happening around you? Were the civilian population beginning to realise that war was coming?
Oh, well, you had the Abyssinian War before that. And that gave it an idea of times to come, because most of the main buildings had sandbags put up at the Abyssinian War. Salvation Army, where in Warwick Street, where we lived, was all sandbagged up, and they were going to use the cellar as an area shelter. So they expected the areas at that particular time as well, you know. And it became an area shelter during the war, the Salvation Army, the cellar, where we used to have the singing meetings and everything.
Uh-huh. Was your family becoming worried about you because you were in the forces?
Well, they never said. They just said, well, just my mother, she didn't worry about us, but I knew she had visions if it did happen in the 1914-18 war, because my uncles were. One was killed, a younger brother was killed in Hussars. Uncle Willie was wounded in the Northumberland Fusiliers. And my Uncle Bob had been in, my Uncle Fred had been in, and